The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
838 1360 975 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Hell was a poppin' yesterday where the Affordable Care Act is concerned. Grilling before Congress, that's to continue today with HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and a whole lot more. Things have shifted now from a dysfunctional website, although that's still out there, to what has now been exposed as a repeated lie by President Barack Obama on the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, that you would get to keep your plan. Well, most of you would get to keep your plan. This is literally exploding, and someone who's been ahead on the curve on this, and in fact introducing legislation, proposing legislation to deal with this before all of this mushroomed in the last 48 hours, is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, and he joins us now on the phone. Senator, good morning.
Morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Well, you were ahead of the curve on this one, weren't you? I mean, we knew this was out there, but you proposed a legislative remedy days before this just exploded all over the place.
Yeah, we announced we were going to be dropping this piece of legislation or filing it on Friday, and so we're going to be filing it today. We've already got most Republican senators are already co-sponsors and have reached out. I've been handing the piece of legislation to my Democratic colleagues. Hopefully can maybe not have them be original co-sponsors, but maybe co-sponsors over the next days and weeks. As quite honestly, I think the pressure will start building to help President Obama keep the promise he made to the American public.
Well, this got interesting yesterday. House Whip Steny Hoyer conceded to reporters that Democrats knew, and this has been reported for days, but he's one of the few admitting it, people would not be able to keep their current health care plans under Obamacare. We knew there would be some policies that would not qualify, and therefore people would be required to get more extensive coverage. But the other element of this is, as you well know, Senator, is those that were grandfathered in, if they're changed even remotely since the ACA passed, they no longer qualify, and that really grows the number.
Yeah, Jerry, one of two things is true. Either President Obama was totally dishonest with the American public, or he was woefully ignorant of what was actually in his bill or what the true consequences of his bill would be. I mean, neither one is a particularly flattering reflection on his leadership and his presidency, quite honestly. But I mean, that's just basically the fact that he simply was you know, this was never, I don't think any plan in America other than a union-backed plan under contract would really qualify. Because even those individuals that aren't getting notices of cancellation, yeah, if you're on a group policy for a company, for example, I mean, you're going to have to come up to Obamacare standards, which means the cost of your health care plan in your group is going to increase. So it may not look like your plan is being canceled, but it's not being grandfathered because all these plans are going to have to comply with all the mandates, and that is driving up the price of health care, which, of course, is the other promise that is being glaringly broken, and that is the cost of a family plan was supposed to decline by $2,500 by the end of his first term because of the passage of this law. That obviously didn't happen. The cost of insurance is going to be skyrocketing.
In many cases, almost by the very number that you just mentioned, in fact, that it's the reverse. Here's the other thing that's big, though, too, is the requirements that you talked about. What people are finding out is they have to pay a whole lot more for things that are required in policies that they're never going to use.
But they don't want.
Yeah.
No, Jerry, let me tell you why I really pulled the trigger on this last week. You know, we're obviously getting calls in our offices by Wisconsinites that are getting those cancellation notices, about 20,000 people on the high-risk pool. In particular, there was a couple, both of them are suffering from cancer. The wife has got stage 4 lung cancer. So they get a letter from the state, you know, canceling their high-risk pool insurance because that high-risk pool has gone away because of Obamacare, okay? The husband goes on healthcare.gov close to 40 times, cannot get coverage. I mean, it just doesn't work. He calls up our offices, I think he calls up other members' offices. You know, we tried to assist. He ends up calling some of the insurance carriers that will be on the exchange, starts getting initial quotes. Just this is initial information. Their out-of-pocket maximum under the high-risk pool, their old insurance, would have been about $20,000 per year. Now it's looking like it might be doubling to about $40,000 per year. And the only reason they may be kept whole here is possibly with the subsidies they may qualify. Nobody can calculate that for them. The American taxpayer may pick up that additional $20,000. But the cost of his health care because of Obamacare is going up probably by double. And that's probably, you know, I know it's a single individual. It's an anecdote. But, you know, it is unbelievable. I was listening to Secretary Sebelius testifying between the House, and she said that millions of Americans are now benefiting from new health security. Do you think that couple with cancer is feeling particularly secure right now, not knowing whether they're going to really qualify or have a plan in place by January 1st, and that their costs may double? That's not called health security. That's called insecurity.
Yeah, she is beginning her testimony this morning, and here's what's interesting about that. She continues, for the most part, to stick to the party line, that this is a good thing. You are seeing, Senator Johnson, some cracks now in the Democratic wall where they're like, hey, wait a minute. You know, they know that they've been put in an untenable position by something that was absolutely false by President Obama, repeated again and again. So given all of that, what, as you said, you know, this is going to be passed around now to Democrats. How do they not vote for what you're proposing? I mean, I don't see
how they can explain it, quite honestly. And by the way, our bill is very narrowly focused. I mean, I would have loved to added more things. I would have loved to make, if a plan existed, other people could buy that same plan to give people the freedom to choose what health care plan they want to buy, which Obamacare doesn't allow. But instead, what we did is we just narrowly focused our bill to honor that promise. You basically use the exact same grandfather language that President Obama used in his law. We just extract out of that grandfather language the language that basically eviscerated, you know, basically made their grandfather clause moot. We're going to actually, using their same language, actually make that grandfather clause work.
You said something earlier, Senator, that I want to be clear and make sure not to gloss over. Those of you who have an employer's plan, if you're thinking, oh, well, thank God that's not me, it very well could be.
Well, again, you just may not notice it other
right.
than in the fact that your health care cost is going to go up.
Right.
Your insurance plan will increase. You don't add new mandates, new benefits. And let's face it, everybody likes, you know, better things in the health care. But that comes at a cost. It is not free. And so what at the margins, what ends up happening is either individuals are going to have to pay more for their health care plans, even though it may be through the same carrier, it may look like they're being able to maintain their plan. Their plan is changing. It's going to get more expensive, or their employer's going to have to pick up the tab, which means their employers don't have the dollars available for capital expansion and more job creation, or maybe money to give you a raise or increase your profit sharing or actually pay for that health care. So, no, and of course, the real danger long-term is the incentives of Obamacare is really for employers like Rahm Emanuel in the city of Chicago, dropping health care for his retirees and dumping all those people in the exchanges. That's the real incentive of Obamacare, and I think we'll start seeing that over time as well.
Talking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, I want to read a portion of an editorial from today's Wall Street Journal that what's going on now was actually, this is not part of what was broken with Obamacare. This was the plan all along. I want to read this. The millions of Americans who are receiving termination notices because their current coverage does not conform to HHS rules may not realize this is by design. Maybe they trusted President Obama's repeated falsehood that people who liked their health plans could keep them. But Americans should understand that this month's mass cancellation wave has been the president's political goal since 2008. Liberals believe they must destroy the market in order to save it. What's your take on that assessment?
I've always believed that's true, Jerry. You know, we've heard plenty of Democrats say that this was just the first step to single payer. This is exactly how this plan was designed, and we're seeing this being played out right now.
See, now, and I've had listeners who say this is, as you know, my philosophy has been let it fail. Let the American public see what this is. Let it crash. Listeners have criticized me on that and said, no, because that's been their plan all along, and that's going to lead to single-payer system. I understand that's their goal. I still think we have the opportunity to stop that when this, and by the way, this is a bigger train wreck than even I imagine. But I understand that's the goal.
I think my bill would go a long way toward doing that. If we really can allow people to keep their health care, that's going to go a long way toward moving us toward hopefully eventual repeal. But I want to caution everybody because here's the second part of their plan. And you're already hearing them say this. the increased cost of health care, who do you think they're blaming on that? They're not blaming Obamacare. Yeah. They're not blaming their plan. They're already blaming insurance companies, those nasty, evil insurance companies, for increasing rates. Well, insurance companies are increasing health care insurance rates because of Obamacare, the mandated additional coverages that are being forced on Americans. So, you know, don't be fooled. When your insurance goes up, it's primarily right now, this year, is because of the mandates of Obamacare. It is Obamacare that is causing your insurance rates to go up, not the health insurance companies.
Yeah, because somebody has to pay for this. There really is no free lunch. And,
right.
And we know the plan here is that the young and the healthy pay for the older and less healthy, but they're not going to sign up, Ron.
No, and by blaming the insurance companies, that's just their design in terms of forcing Americans or convincing them that you can't trust those insurance companies. Look what they're doing to their rates. You really do need the government to take over your health care system. I believe this has been the design all along, which is why I've always said this is the greatest assault on our freedom in my lifetime. I believe that's true. I believe that's being shown and proven, certainly over the last couple of weeks.
Greatest assault, and let's be honest, one of the greatest frauds.
Both. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. This has been disingenuous. That's the whole point of the Wall Street Journal editorial. What we're seeing, I'm sure they didn't design a horrible website on purpose, but this element of it was quite intentional.
Absolutely. And so, again, what we need to do is we need to start putting pressure on Democrats in the Senate, Democrats in the House to join us in our efforts to basically convince them to help President Obama keep that promise for millions of Americans. Now, Jerry, we can't protect everybody. Again, those high-risk pools are just gone because of Obamacare, because of guaranteed issue. There's no reason for them to exist anymore because of that. And it's unfortunate because those worked really well. That was really insurance. It worked. But those plans are gone. But there are millions of Americans that we can protect from this. We got to do it quick before this totally takes effect on January 1st. So right now it's all about putting political pressure on Democrats in the Senate. So if you happen to have a Democrat senator representing your state, I think we have one there in Wisconsin, I would start calling up her office and make sure that she signs on as a co-sponsor and votes for, if you like your health plan, you can keep it act.
And we'll beat that drum on this show, Senator, because, yeah, absolutely. Senator Baldwin, who has been largely silent throughout this issue, you know, that pressure has to be put on her. In the time that we have left, it's 8:51. I want to switch gears. You are part of the Congress. Actually, you and Senator Baldwin are part of the Conference Budget Committee that meets for the first time today. I read an interesting take on this. Hopes are high, but expectations are low for what the group will accomplish. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, Jerry, I was working with the White House on this debt and deficit issue. And, you know, I think we made progress in terms of working to move toward actually agreeing on the numbers and the size of the problem and looking for those areas of agreement. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, if we wanted a $5 reduction in future spending, the president is going to be demanding $2 or $3 in tax increase. And, you know, just as I think Republicans, it was unrealistic to expect President Obama to defund Obamacare. It's every bit as unrealistic for President Obama to think the House is going to give him another tax increase. He's already got, with the health care law plus the fiscal cliff deal, about $1.6 trillion in tax increases. So that's not going to happen. And my guess is we're going to be doing opening comments today. I think we're probably just going to get a drumbeat from Democrats of, you know, do a balanced approach, which is code word for it. Let's increase taxes on the American taxpayer once again. Let's keep growing the size of government. And then everything's going to be solved, just like we're seeing with the health care law. So, listen, you know, we're going to go into here, I think, with in good faith, you know, trying to work with our Democrat colleagues to identify the problem, get them to admit the extent and the depth of the problem, and then work in good faith to actually, you know, try and start reforming these long-term entitlement programs so they're actually available, so that they're saved for future generations. If our Democrat colleagues are sincere in their willingness to do that, boy, they've got willing partners on our side of the aisle. We're willing to take the political risk to save our financial future. I hope they are as well.
Senator Ron Johnson, as always, thanks for joining us.
Have a great day, Jerry.
All right, the senator said a lot there, and I'm going to actually spend some time in the next hour talking about this. I understand what listeners have been saying to me, that, yeah, this is the plan. I know that's the plan. And someone sent a piece to me from Fox News Opinion, how stop calling it a train wreck because it was intentional. Well, yeah, it's still a train wreck. The conductor put the dynamite on the tracks, I get that, but it's still a train wreck. And this is a critical distinction that needs to be made here. You have two things going on, incompetence and fraud. The website, they did not intend to design an entry portal that badly. That was completely by just rank incompetence. By the way, did you see, Jason, they changed the landing page of that website? It had that pretty young model on it. She's gone because she'd become the face of this disaster, and she probably begged, no one saying this, but she a couple days ago, she vanished, and now they just have this where you choose for, well, because this poor woman had become the human face of this nightmare. Here, you know, just taking a modeling job that she probably got paid a few bucks. What happened, and you know the news media does this, they took a screenshot of that, and she was in news story after news story after news story after news story. And I'm sure she said, for the love of God, will you please get me off of there? Because, you know, that's how human psychology works. She becomes the human face of this thing. Why don't they put Kathleen Sebelius up there instead? Or President Obama. Here's another thought. Remember when, Obamacare was a name that critics came up with to staple it to President Obama. Remember he said, I welcome that. And then he started calling it Obamacare. How do you think he feels about that little decision now? He was trying to pull a cheesehead there. Remember Illinois Bears fans started calling us cheeseheads derisively, and we said, damn straight, Skippy. And you started seeing cheeseheads show up at Packers games. That is, you just wonder now if he still likes that idea, if he still sticks with that decision. Going to spend a lot of time on this starting at 9:06. And a lot of other things to get to. Very, very busy day on the show today. There are some things that have been stacking up that I've teased previously. I really got to try to get to. It's 8:56.
Hi, this is Rick from Ganya Clay Products. Fall is here, the leaves